with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. It's all in the family at Royal Oak Farm Orchard, which has been open to the public since 1997. Manager and co-owner Sarah Bell shares some of the orchard's history.
My grandparents, Peter and Gloria Bianchini, are actually the founders of the farm. They actually came out here as part of their retirement, and the farm was originally a corn and soybean farm. And one of their farm managers wanted to put in some apple trees, so they said, sure. And a few hundred trees turned into a few thousand trees, and then they had to figure out what to do with the apples. So they actually turned our old tractor shed into what is now our gift shop, bakery, and restaurant. And we've kind of just been adding on ever since.
Bell says four generations are now living and working on the farm.
We're a large apple orchard in northern Illinois. We're right on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin, about 15 minutes south of Lake Geneva. We've got about 19,000 trees here, over 30 varieties of apples, all ripening up between mid-August through the end of October. So there's plenty to pick all season long. We are home to the country's only apple tree maze. We call it a maze in apples, and it's similar to a corn maze, structured and designed by the same company that does Richardson's corn maze. Made out of 3,000 apple trees, it's got 9 different varieties of apples. There's a mile and a half of walking trails. This year we actually came out with our very own children's book that goes along with the maze called The Amazing Apple Adventure. And then we also have a large entertainment area for the kids. And then we've got some great orchard tours. They run pretty regularly on the weekends. It's a great 30-minute tractor-drawn wagon tour of the property.
Bell says the orchard season is August through November.
For apples, they start picking pretty much as soon as we open in the middle of August. Our last varieties ripen around the end of October. So normally we can pick into November as long as we don't get a good hard freeze. Pumpkin patch normally opens the last weekend of September, and that'll go through Halloween. Those are pretty much our only two you-pick areas. We'll also have our apples, pumpkins, squash, and gourds until the end of our season in mid-November.
She says there are some favorites to look forward to with each visit to Royal Oak Farm Orchard.
Our restaurant is known for their chicken pot pie, so that's pretty much one of their famous entrees that they've got. And they serve a wide selection. Again, they serve lunch every day. They also have that great breakfast buffet that has our to-die-for cinnamon apple French toast. That's another popular option. We've got everybody's favorite apple cider donuts that we make here. Fresh caramel apples that are our apples. We homemade all the caramel from scratch. We do our own homemade fudge. We do all our own cider here, so everything is made in-house. We produce as much as we can on the farm.
Visit royalfarmorchard.com or find them on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.